We hope you're having a happy and reflective Memorial Day. We're going to start this hour with that debt ceiling deal struck by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Saturday night. It will raise the debt ceiling for the next 2 years and allow the U.S. to pay its bills in a few days. But there are critics of the agreement on both sides of the aisle, and it still needs congressional approval. So what's in it? Jeff Stein is White House economics reporter for The Washington Post. Jeff, we know Republicans used this negotiation to cut domestic spending. That infuriated Democrats, who said the place for that is when that spending is voted on. But what did Republicans get? They wanted a 10-year freeze on domestic spending. What does the deal say?
I would say there may be three really big Republican wins here. The first, as you alluded to, domestic spending will be frozen for next year. That's, you know, not a huge Republican win, but it's better than the pace of the increase that we would have seen otherwise. The other two big wins I'll mention quickly for the Republicans is that they are clawing back about a quarter of the expansion of the IRS that the Biden administration approved last year. And then they also won significant new work requirements, particularly for the food stamps program that they have sought. Republicans say some of these aid programs discourage Americans from working. Democrats strongly disagree with that. But as a part of this deal, they enhanced some work requirements on food stamps.
Okay, go back to the IRS. This was, I think, something like $80 billion that was pledged to the IRS. It was meant to track down largely wealthy tax evaders, you know, bring more revenue into the government. Now, yes, some of that has been clawed back, but it's going to be redirected.
That's correct. And it's a little bit of the legislative mechanics and accounting gimmicks they sort of needed here to get to a deal. But about a week ago, we were at, and I was reporting what seemed like an insolvable impasse, which was that Republicans were demanding really steep cuts to domestic programs as their price for raising the debt limit. And I and others were looking at that and saying, how are they going to get a deal? And the compromise was to basically freeze the domestic programs and in exchange claw back $20 billion of the $80 billion you mentioned for the IRS. At the outset of negotiations, the Biden administration had seemed to indicate that that proposal was completely off the table. But as negotiations got closer and it looked like they were going to really decimate programs like Head Start and rental assistance for poor people, the White House sort of seemed to realize or recognize that paring back some of the IRS expansion was a less steep price to pay than they would have had to pay if they had to decimate these domestic programs.
Okay. And talk about the work requirements for federal food stamps, for instance.
Yeah. So the key change here is that they changed the work requirement expectation on food stamps from 50 to 54. So that means that if you were previously, let's say, 52, you were not required to demonstrate that you would work 20 hours a week to qualify for food stamps. Now, because the threshold is moving from 50 to 54, let's say you're 52, you do have to do that. The Biden administration will say and has said that they've won concessions that go in the other way, where work requirements have been loosened for veterans and the homeless. The administration is saying sort of that maybe that will counterbalance the effect of tightening the work requirements for that older age group.
What else can President Biden say he won in this negotiation?
Really, the key thing that the president won is the ability for him not to have to deal with the debt ceiling until after the 2024 election. And also, to be frank, he minimized the amount of cuts to government spending that Republicans had been pushing in a way that I think the White House can credibly claim that if they had, as you mentioned at the very beginning of the show, just had a normal negotiation over the budget rather than the debt ceiling, just what the government spends every year, instead of this negotiation wrapped up in this calamitous bomb threat of the debt ceiling, that he could have had to agree to this anyway. So he kind of saves face here and avoids the worst dramatic cuts. And he also just clears the deck of this issue, this sort of massive headache that they've been dealing with until after the next election.
Because Republicans only wanted to raise that debt ceiling for a year, which would land right in the middle of the elections. President Biden got it extended another year. Looking ahead, talk about congressional approval. Just we have about a minute here. What happens next?
I think it's going to sail through. Lawmakers will be eager to get this off their plate. There's some grumbling on the left or the right. Some of that, I think, is a little performative to prevent the deal from moving one way or the other. The key question, I think, moving forward is less about the debt ceiling and more about whether Kevin McCarthy will lose his speakership over this deal from criticism from the right. I think that's unlikely, and that he will maintain his position as speaker.
Jeff Stein, White House economics reporter for The Washington Post. We know that Janet Yellen said that it's now June 5th that this has to be locked up.
That's correct. Before she had said early June, and now we know definitively that Congress has until June 5th. I think, you know, given everything we're hearing, they're likely to vote this through Wednesday or Thursday, which means we should be able to move on by then.
Jeff, thank you.
Thanks for having me.